Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a lot of you know him from Jesse Ventura's top-rated show on True TV. I recommended him for the research episode, Secret Society's Global Death Plot. And I believe that's his maiden voyage on national television. And it's his first time joining us here on the radio for this hour, perhaps a little bit in the next hour. We're going to be playing key audio clips that he recorded at conferences he attended and put on. He was the head of many of these high-powered conferences with Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Maurice Strong. And so joining us is George Washington Hunt, served as a naval officer, consultant to major companies, headed up with the World Conservation Society's World Conservation Bank, was a big part of that, working with the United Nations. He's done so much. Out of the gates here, I just want Mr. Hunt to give us a nutshell overview, a thumbnail sketch of himself, how he got involved with these groups, then how he woke up to what they were really doing, not just in their speeches, but the on-the-side meetings and discussions of the establishment of world government through phony environmentalism. So, George Hunt, it's great to have you here with us today.
I'm glad to be here, Alex. Every chance I get to spread the bad news, that's my job.
Well, you know, people sometimes...
I went to the Fourth World Wilderness Congress at September 11th, 1987. I went there because my son had been killed in a wilderness area later part of the year, or about a few months before, and I was very very sad. And also my other son that was still living said he wanted to repair huts along the Arctic for travelers, and he wanted to get into a job. So I heard the Fourth World Wilderness was coming to town, and with all its reindeer and pretty little bright lights. And I said, you know, maybe I could go there and rub shoulders with the Smokies, with the forest rangers, and get my son a job. And so I went down to the Congress, and I saw the pictures of the reindeer and so on. But then I noticed on the program that there was another aspect away from Denver. The first 2 days of this wilderness Congress is supposed to be pro-conservation. The first 2 days were in Denver, and then they moved a quasi-secret meeting up to the YMCA of Estes Park, Colorado. So, with my resourceful mind, I said to myself, I'd like to get into that Congress, but I didn't have any money. And then, lo and behold, I got the information that one of the official hosts of the meeting was ill with the flu. I got his number. I called him. He says, yeah, take my place. I was interviewed by about four people. Among them were psychics, and they approved me as an official host.
And now, that shows how weird these groups are, because Maurice Strong also has a wilderness retreat like Bohemian Grove, similar, where they admittedly do a lot of bizarre activities. So everywhere they go, there's always psychics and the occult involved.
Yes. Well, they were involved here too, Alex. They all run together. The psychics, the cults, the witches, the devils, the near rich that want to get into the crowd. It's a whole mishmash.
And there's video of this that you shot. I mean, over time, you became the leader of the conferences, and we're going to get into that, how these twists of fate got you in this position. So we're going to break in a moment. Let's come back with George Hunt goes. He wants a spot at this event, this conservation event. You end up getting one of the places of one of the hosts, and then suddenly you're with Rothschilds, Rockefellers. How did this happen? You're approved by psychics to be able to go by them. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I've done separate research from George Hunt confirming what he said about Maurice Strong and others. They want a one-world religion, as Al Gore is now openly saying. We'll be right back with George Hunt.
This
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's set to meet the man who pulls together all the threads, George Hunt.
It's not truly really about saving the planet from carbon dioxide. It's about making money at an international level. We're not even talking here about country. We're talking about a global type money-making thing, correct?
Yes. We're talking about a powerful, immense aristocracy that has the intention of using the fear of the environment deteriorating. They're going to use it to take over the world.
George Hunt was an official at the World Wilderness Congress when he met Maurice Strong in 1987. The Congress is an international forum for discussing the environment. But Maurice Strong showed up to introduce a new player, financier Edmund Rothschild of the Rothschild banking dynasty, and a proposal to create something called a World Conservation Bank.
One of the most important initiatives that is open here is that of the conservation banking program. We have as our chairman, fortunately, the person who epitomizes that positive synthesis between environment, conservation on the one hand, and economics on the other. And I'm just delighted to have this opportunity of introducing to you Edmund D. Rothschild. Maurice Strong was in charge of the conservation movement. But he was also Edmund de Rothschild's right-hand man. You have money and the environment in one person, okay. Edmund de Rothschild. Now, Maurice Strong, I found out during...
ladies and gentlemen. We're back live the rest of the hour, a little bit in the next hour. George Hunt is our guest to go in depth. So he's just looking into conservation jobs for his son. One of the presenters is sick. He says, I'd like to go. Suddenly, he's being vetted by them, by psychics. And from my separate research, this is on record, Maury Strong has a weird cult compound in Colorado. It ties into Bohemian Grove. The UN, of course, is into the occult. He brought that up. That's coming up later. Okay, going back to George Hunt, naval officer, corporate businessman, successful. He gets involved in this. And over the next few years, going to these events, and it turns out sharing some of them, he finds out what's really going on. So continue with, you get into this first semi-secret, closed-door meeting in Colorado. Continue from there, George Hunt.
Yes, I had luncheon with the Rothschilds. They were very nice people. Lady Rothschild stood up when I came to the table, and she filled my glass. And suddenly I said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, my cup runneth over. And I was with the president of the World Conservation Bank. And I said, Michael Sweetman, how is this bank going to survive if the asset base is Arctic lands? They don't produce any dividends and interest. He says, oh, we are worried. We are working on that, he said in his precise English. I said, you're working on it, and you're going to have a seminar and a half an hour where you're going to accept this bank? What's going on, Michael? He said, you'll have a chance to ask us at the seminar. I looked him in the eye. I said, Michael, are you going to call on me? Look me in the eye, Michael. Yes, I promise. Well, we went to the seminar, and of course, he didn't call on me. It was a contrived Congress, and they accepted the bank. And we haven't seen it yet, but it's coming down the road. There will be one bank, one credit card, one of everything. And if you cross that bank and don't do what they want or the owners want, you'll lose your credit card privilege and you won't be able to buy or sell.
Now, let's fast forward 24 years or 23 years to 2010. I now have London Guardian, Associated Press headlines, Rothschilds establish global environment bank, Rothschilds establish global carbon credit bank. It's now mainstream news, what you whistle blew on decades ago, after you got deeper into the groups, we're going to cover that they were going to establish all this, and everything you said, of course you also released the documents and video and audio, but everything you talked about was going to happen is now actually happening.
Yes, that's what I want people to wake up at. This is a conspiracy going on. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact.
Okay, so continue. So you're at the meeting. You're at the table with the Rothschilds because by twist of fate, you got the ticket or the seat of one of the presenters who had the flu. Go ahead.
Then my fellow workers came up to me and they said, George, we have to talk to you about something. David Rockefeller has sent us a message that if you don't keep your mouth shut, you're going to regret it. Shortly after that, after the meeting, I was talking with a talk show host and he said, did you get Guillain-Barré syndrome yet? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, GBS. It seems like everyone that gets close to the bone with world order gets it. Well, I just got out of the hospital with GBS. So there's something there, don't you think?
Oh, we know they have a lot of programs with soft kill weapons, but expanding on this, because you got the video out of there at other events. So
I got the tape of the events. As far as I know, it's the only tape in existence.
And I've seen video of them presenting, audio of them presenting. So it looks like out of the gates, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were confrontational with them immediately. Maybe that's why they kept you around for a while, trying to get control of you, worried that you'd gotten into a secret meeting that you weren't supposed to be part of. Or why didn't they kick you out? Why did you get invited to more meetings?
I can't figure that out. First of all, I hadn't done anything wrong, though. I was an official host, and I was.
So why was David Rockefeller telling you to shut up?
With people.
Why was
I had a regular association with Maury Strong there? Now, then after the Congress, I went down. some Christians down in San Luis Valley called me, and they said, George, you have to come down here. Maurice Strong is up to all kinds of tricks. And that's where I was able to, through them, expose Maurice Strong's water scam that he was going to pump water to cities and turn the San Luis Valley thousands of miles into a dust bowl. So here's the convener of the Environment Congress that met in Estes Park, going down 200 miles to the San Luis Valley and turning the place into a dust bowl. It was that hypocrisy that caused me to invest up till now $250,000 in exposing this guy. And I've got some information today for you that it's going to blow him out of the water.
Amazing. So again, now we see it all over the news, how the UN and big corporations are grabbing up the water in the third world, the first world, developing world, cutting it off. That's now mainstream news. Here you are in the late 80s seeing this at its embryonic formation.
Yes. I saw it as an embryo, and now I'm seeing it as an ugly fetus.
Now, from the videos and audios I've seen of you, you then found out about this. We'll continue with that first conference, what they said. We've got a bunch of audio clips here.
Okay.
And then, yeah. But continue into other meetings that you were able to infiltrate.
Oh, I've infiltrated many meetings, but not one of this importance. Because the Secretary of the Treasury, Baker, was there, the head of the IMF, the head of the World Bank, Edmund Rothschild, the chief banker of the world, David Rockefeller, da-da-da-da, and I knew there was something going on. It would take an idiot not to understand it.
And again, you're on record as being part of the conference. You got the documents out.
Yes.
Later newspapers, major newspapers have written stories about it. On the Ventura TV show, they showed those. I mean, this was a stroke of divine intervention.
It was God. It was what you call an incident, coincidence. Because I received a prophecy in the Christian church about 12 years earlier that I was going to do this. So it was a piece of cake. I walked through it without any fear and knowing that God was on my side.
Wait a minute. So someone told you specifically, or did you recognize what was happening as it was happening, or did you, like, after the fact go, oh, my God?
It was later, after the fact. This is a prophecy. We are going into the wilderness. We are going on an adventure together into the wilderness. I am going to loose you upon the ravenous beasts of the world, and then you will return to me, and I will protect you. I am your jailer for your good and mine. And that was the prophecy. And then after I went to the Wilderness Congress, I realized I had been in the wilderness, and he was loosening me up on the ravenous beasts of the world. I knew them face to face.
Amazing. Now let's go back to this meeting, though, this key meeting you got into. Then you went and witnessed their sub-meetings. So go over again the date, the time, the place, and who was there.
Okay. David Rockefeller, Edmund Rothschild, Secretary of the Treasury, Baker, head of the IMF, don't remember his name, head of the World Bank, the head of the United Nations in Geneva. I had dinner with him one night. He kind of found out that my questions were a little too close to the bone. Then there were the Smokies were there, all the forest rangers. Of course, Maurice Strong was there as a secretary general convening this Congress. And Gro Harlem Brundtland, I think of her as kind of a concentration camp lady because she's in charge of reducing the population of the world. That's what her job is. She was the head of World Health Organization for about 6 years. And she is also a member of a new club with Jimmy Carter and Tutu and some other people. It's called the Elders. And the Elders have direct contact with the Club of Rome.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Let's continue along that line. And then other meetings you went to, just amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's videos out there of our guests introducing Maurice Strong and the rest of them. Right in the middle of all of this, this is an absolute eyewitness on the inside.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
George, I've been throwing a lot of questions in here, and you're dropping bombshell after bombshell. So you're at this UN conference. Of course, Maurice Strong was later the head of the official biological diversity meeting in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, the Earth Summit. He's the guy that says publicly we must destroy the industrial society for Gaia. Now Al Gore's new film and book is about religion. We're going to get into the religious aspect of this, and weird occult compounds he's got in Colorado. But continuing, you were getting into this woman, the head of the World Health Organization, and the UN stated goal of reducing world population of 80%. Go ahead.
Yes, her name is Gro Harlem Brundtland. She prepared the Brundtland Report, which was used as the basis of the Fourth World Wilderness Congress Foundation, the Brundtland Report. And her analysis is that 2 billion people have to be removed from the planet. 2 billion. Now, there's other figures that go down as low as 500 million. So we have a sinister element in our government that is twisting the law so that they can annihilate people early. They say the globe, the earth, is not large enough for 6 billion people. Now, I take issue with that because I'm one of the guys that will be cooked. So you can see I do have a selfish motive in fighting all this stuff.
Well, plus it's a fraudulent model, and it's been proven these globalists have bigger carbon footprints and more children than even third world populations. I mean, these are a bunch of greedy people that want the earth for themselves.
Yes, they want the earth for themselves. You got it right on the head. And they don't like us cannon fodder that unfortunately populates the earth. I got a recording of that. Actually, an elitist money banker from Canada actually saying that let's do this bank without telling the cannon fodder about it that unfortunately inhabits the earth. That's when I said I'm going to make war on these guys, and I haven't stopped for 22 years.
Well, you've done a great job exposing them. I want to continue here.
Okay.
So how did the conference end, and then what other conferences did you attend?
The Congress ended by Rothschild presenting his banking program to the Congress to Gro Harlem Brundtland to present to the United Nations in October of 1987. That was the end of it. Now, since then, everyone's complaining about Maurice Strong allegedly taking a $1 million bribe from the UN and the Oil for Food program, and Fox fouled him up by exposing him to the New World to the Copenhagen Congress. He made billions there, and I'll announce it to you right now. He got $8 million when he sold the Baca for water lot rights, which he did not own. In other words, it seems to me that there was fraud committed either at the Nature Conservancy level or Cabeza de Vaca Land Company level, but someone can easily find that $8 million that he got, and I hereby blow the whistle on it.
Well, here's that Fox News report on global warming, follow the money, and it talks about Maurice Strong and everything he's been involved in. And I know these fake conservancy groups in Austin with the city took more than 15,000 acres from people and didn't pay them one-tenth of what it was worth. Then they turned around a few years later and took the restrictions off and built on it themselves.
See, that's the kind of stuff they do. They maneuver themselves through these institutions and acronymical corporations like ABC Corporation, and you can't follow their trail. Maurice Strong tried to bury his trail when he left the United States in a hurry because I reported him to the Congress for tacking a rider onto the quadrennial water bill that would allow growth and development to use the aquifers. And that issue, which would have passed if I hadn't written to the congressman until 2 a.m. in the morning, if I hadn't written to him, they would have passed it, and AWDI, Maurice Strong's company, would have been off and rolling to...
All right, George, stay there. Good job fighting that. Long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
BigBadBank.com is his website. He's George Hunt. Again, the BigBadBank.com. One word. Check it out. We'll tell you about a great documentary he produced coming up later that you can get on the site, TheBigBadBank.com. Of course, our websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as InfoWars.net, and WhatIsTheEndgame.com. My film Endgame exposes this globalist dehumanization agenda that they're pushing through the phony environmental movement. This is the religion of the big bankers. We're going to get into their religion, what makes them tick. George Hunt has tracked them, been in their meetings, been around them by a twist of fate and the good Lord above. We've got a bunch of audio clips we're going to be playing and getting his take on that as well. But for years, he was exposing Maurice Strong before it ever even became a mainstream media issue. But give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and for radio listeners, I'll give you these headlines. You can check them out for yourself. The article he mentioned from Fox, with Maurice Strong being confronted by the news for making lots of money off of Copenhagen. So that's going on. Here's an article out of Reuters. Rothschild E3 launched carbon credit investment fund that people will pay their taxes to. That's Reuters. Everything he was talking about 20 years ago. Here's another one, Maurice Strong linked to all these bizarre cults. We're going to be covering that with him as well. His wife setting up a Gaia Earth religion. The UN said in 96 in their biological diversity assessment And I even have a clip of them at the UN saying we must worship our mother goddess. And now they're teaching the children these chants in public schools and private schools that are accredited. And they now admit it's going to be a global religion. In fact, where are those magazines I had in here? I guess I've already cleaned it up. Will you ask Aaron because he took them out? No. Here they are. Here they are. Look at this. There's so many of these. I just thought to show you this. Here is Outside Magazine likening the new heir of the Rothschild family, the son of the person that George Hunt was exposing. Here he is, the hero gene, how to tap into yours. And then you open it up, and it talks about him being like Jesus. You open it up, and it talks about him being a Christ figure. I mean, this is just so incredibly sickening. They call him Jesus here. Give me a close shot of this. Plastics Jesus, the Savior, how to be a hero. And again, here they are on the cover of the magazine, the hero gene, how to tap into yours. This is your role model. A guy that got on my show, he's openly called for global government, by the way, at Copenhagen on Bloomberg TV. A guy got on my show and I said, well, Mars's ice caps have been getting smaller too from solar system warming from the sun. And he said, well, that's because Mars is closer to the sun than Earth. And I said, no, it's not. It's the next planet out. Then it's the gas giants. He said, no, it's not, and laughed at me. He was laughing at the audience. He thinks you're like the general public. Here's another one. The thinking man's thinking man. The eco prophet gets real. Al Gore. See, he's a prophet. It's all a religion, but that's coming up. And he's going to be with us at least 20 minutes of the next hour because there's so many facets to cover. George Hunt, before we get into the religious angle and the scams they're running, I want to play some audio clips and get into some of the other questions you sent me that you think are important to get into. But working with them, being around them, then finding out who they were, tracking them, what is their bottom line? I don't know if you've seen my film Endgame, but from the UN documents, from their statements, it's a planetary dictatorship to then carry out the orderly extermination of at least 80% of the world population.
You know, you caught me at a standstill. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, I need to send you a copy of my film Endgame, but specifically their plans for population reduction. Did you ever run into that?
Well, I have. Yes, I have, but it's rather grim. I believe that World Health Organization has included an AIDS virus into their inoculations that they're doing for the good of mankind, of course, and that's why we're seeing the population dying of AIDS in Africa.
Well, they've been caught. Yes, that's on record.
A sister country of Rwanda said the bank Credit Lyonnais. They've since gone out of business, but they're the ones that financed the Rwandan massacre. They sent it to the president of Rwanda, who was working with them. And, you know, I come across these terrible things that are going on the planet even while we speak. It's terrible.
Well, we know the UN was involved in financing the Rwandan massacre of Christians because they wanted their property for big oil companies and mining companies and financed by banks. I'm not particularly familiar with the bank you mentioned, but what type of world do they want to build? And how are they using environmentalism to sell the public on giving up their rights?
They are gearing society towards a feudalistic society, in my opinion, where they'll have lords of the manors, the Duchess of Boulder and the Queen of Las Vegas. They'll adopt titles and stuff. They'll go into a feudalistic society similar to what we had in the Middle Ages. And they will also introduce the worship of Mother Earth as part of the religion, so that we will somehow tie in the religion with acceptance of the world order. That's all I can say vaguely about where they're headed.
Now, I've got these audio clips, and then I want to get into some of their religious beliefs and having psychics vet you to be able to go to the conference, the secret conference. I mean, just the bizarreness. And that sounds crazy to people that don't research them, but openly UN documents talk about the occult and how much they believe in it. How would you sum up their Earth religion? I mean, because that's a broad title, Earth religion. We see the new movie Avatar is all about an Earth religion. But how would you sum up their Earth religion?
Honey Strong, Maury Strong's wife, is the head of the Earth religion cult. Crestone, Colorado, has been chosen as the center because that is where the Eastern religions meet the Western religions. They say that's the point there where God is going to have sexual intercourse with Mother Earth to bring forth the Christ. That's what they believe. Hello? Did I knock you off your seat?
No. I'm listening.
Okay.
No. I mean, I've been to Bohemian Grove. I infiltrated it, and they address the owl as an owl, then as a bull, as Moloch. They address it as male and female. The owl is the female, and the cults are all a little bit different. And then the bull is the male, and they talk about how they sacrifice children in goodly tire. That's a quote to Moloch, the bull. But then they also address it as a female, and so they always see it as the horned god, the male. And then the female, and they address it as that, and they believe in this Illuminati balance, and that, yes, they kill, but they also bring life. And it's really just a rationale for all the things they do.
Yeah, you've got the core of it right there, Alex. But it's starting in Maury Strong country, and we've learned already we can't trust him. So you know that this religion, and they will get it through. You know, the Big Brother religion, they will process the minds of our children in the schools, such as they have Al Gore rushing into the first grades and telling them how chicken licking stories about the earth is going to fall apart.
Well, he's also on audio at huge elementary school conferences in the auditorium saying, tell your parents what to do. They don't know you're the boss, and the New York Times reports they've got kids all over the country writing mock tickets to their parents for taking a hot bath.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to train them to blow the whistle on their parents. Same thing that you read. I urge your listeners to reread 1984. There are a lot of parallels there, and including the Earth religion. They in 1984, they worship Big Brother. But in this case, it'll be Big Sister.
Well, we have another article at JonesReport.com that's a scan from this Outside Magazine article. And it's got a photo of David de Rothschild wearing a skull and bones belt. It says he's Jesus, but he's also wearing a skull and crossbones belt. What do you think of that?
Well, as a Christian, I would immediately be repulsed by it. I don't know what he was saying to the public. I didn't know if he was mocking Jesus Christ like some of the Orthodox Jews do, but the gist is that they're out to capture the minds of people. This is a mind game that we're involved in. InfoWars.
They use guilt over the environment to sell people into giving up their rights to them.
Giving up their rights to the state, but in this case to Gaia, Mother Earth. And they'll be rewarded for it. They'll get a razor blade ration that's special because they worship Mother Earth. But if you don't worship Mother Earth, you're toast.
By the way.
Buy or sell because the bank won't give you those privileges. It all works together. For a very humongous society controlling us.
Well, going back to what you just said, the BBC this weekend had a headline that I showed people yesterday where they said rationing is needed, a credit ration on your card, like you said 20 years ago that they said. Now they're openly proposing you'll have a card and it has your rations on it for everyone for the earth. Every can of corn or beans will have a tax on it as well. But even if you have the money to buy it, you won't get it when your carbon credits run out. I mean, this is neo-feudalism. This is serfdom.
That's right. They're going to tax each can of beans or corn or whatever you have, they're going to determine how much of Mother Earth went into the growth of this product, and they're going to add that to the cost of the product.
As if life hurts life. The whole process of life and death and regeneration of food is what the life cycle is. By taxing carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that all animals exhale, they can corner the entire life cycle.
Yes, that's what they say. In fact, Rothschild said that he wanted to capture all of the carbon dioxide, turn it into dry ice, and ship the dry ice to the polar caps to keep them from melting. That's
and of course,
how he's going to take care of it.
And, of course, he would make the money off of doing that.
Excuse me, go ahead.
And, of course, he would make the money off of that, like Bill Gates patenting all this stuff to stop carbon dioxide.
Oh, yeah, it would take a lot of dry ice to keep the polar caps from melting.
What about Bill and Melinda Gates and their eugenics foundation? Do you ever run into that?
No, I have the Gates Foundation. No,
yes.
I haven't run into. I think it's a passive organization that Bill Gates has. He doesn't seem like he's a killer or anything like that.
Well, we've done research on it. It's carefully guarded, and we've had some internal whistleblowers. I mean, you know, his dad was the former head of Planned Parenthood, and he is for population reduction, and you know, he's busy inoculating the little children.
Oh, didn't know that.
Well, there's a lot
okay.
You've taught us, and there's a lot, you know, that we all can teach each other here. There's so much more to get into, and your ideas of how to stop these people, and more of what you learned about their agenda. But I want to play some of these audio clips. Before I do that, before we get into the occult aspect some more, anything else you want to add, George Hunt?
Not to the spiritual part, but just keep on going, and maybe I can add some things to your talk.
Okay, you sent me 19 clips. We can play any of these clips you want, but I'm going to go ahead and play Maurice Strong, Banking Principles, because it all sounds slick and sweet and loving, but you can break down what he really means by that. And now, 27 years later, we can see it's all been proven. You were correct in what you got from this. But here's Maurice Strong that you recorded at one of the meetings. Here it is.
Now, all I'm saying really is that there are many areas in which it is possible to apply banking principles. Michael Sweetman is a banker. He has run major banking organizations. And when he has proposed this idea, he'll have to talk for himself. But my understanding of it was that it was meant to tap new sources of funding, to channel in to these areas in which an important conservation objective can be achieved in a manner compatible with a fair, an economic return, a bankable economic return.
Okay, now we see that today. Later in clips, they talk about every corporation and company having to give money to this bank that will then save the environment. Comments on that, George Hunt?
Would you repeat that question, Alex?
Can we turn our audio up to you? I was saying in these clips, they're talking about banking principles.
And, yes.
Comments on that?
I think if I played the first clip for you, it would make it clearer to your audience.
Okay, let's play clip number one. Michael Sweetman introduces the bank.
Yeah, there might be more in there for your
listeners. Okay, here's that clip.
I wonder if people are probably still coming in, but I think we need to get on with the agenda. I'm going to ask Maurice Strong to open the session with some remarks. I'm then going to ask him to introduce Mr. Rothschild on my left. And following some remarks from Mr. Rothschild, briefly set the scene, and then we're going to open it to the floor and see if we can get some dialogue and get some response, some questions and some ideas from you. And we'll take it from there. We've got 3 days. We've got various topics we're dealing with, as the program indicates. We've got some very good people on these panels, and they've come a long way, some of them, to be here. And I really appreciate that, because they clearly show indicate an interest. And I think we're going to have a very interesting time over the next 3 days. But not just an interesting time. I hope we're going to have a very productive time over the next 3 days. And we're going to come out by tomorrow night, at any rate, with a resolution which we have to hand to the Resolutions Committee, if we want a resolution about the World Conservation Bank in the Congress proceedings, and I trust that we do. So we've got to think about that as well. I suggest what we might do is to cover that at the end of these two sessions this afternoon, and maybe
some of you might
have to stay back and we could discuss how we proceed with that.
Yes, George, I could hear you. We were finishing the clip you sent us. We're going to break.
It was kind of long. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's good. Okay. It's great.
Introduce the bank. Did you hear that we have to present this tomorrow? And so we convened here with you to get your ideas towards this bank. It was a con job. It was
sure. I mean, the UN always has its plan already set, and then they just have a meeting with some of the elitists, and then it's already been ratified. Stay there. We're going to come back and go over more of this. Got a bunch of clips coming up. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
If you want to see this all put in context, folks, get the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement on DVD, 2.5 hours long, 40 minutes of extras, their whole master plan, their own statements. We have George Hunt, who ended up in some of these meetings, high-level elite meetings by a twist of fate, and started investigating them, going to some of the sub-meetings over the years. He is with us today. And his website is thebigbank.com, where you can get a documentary film he made along these same lines. Now, got a bunch of clips here, 19 clips. And I want to play Rothschild sums up the conference. I want to play some of the other clips. Rothschild International Communism introduced. I want to go over these, but First off is 17. You want to play 17, David Lang. Now tell people who David Lang is, George Hunt.
Yes, he's a international banker from Montreal, Canada. He's a close friend of Michael Sweetman, the president of the World Conservation Bank.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Said about us.
Yeah, this is what he had to say about us. Here it is.
This looks like David Lang from Montreal. He's always full of awkward questions.
Until recently on the balance sheet, there were billions of dollars still listed as existing, which have now been written off. And so those surpluses have a bad habit of disappearing when the auditor finally gets his hands into the balance sheet. I suggest, therefore, that this be sold not through a democratic process. That would take too long and devour far too much of the funds to educate the cannon fodder, unfortunately, which populates the earth. We have to take almost an elitist program that we can see beyond our swollen bellies and look to the future in time frames and in results, which are not easily understood or which can be, with intellectual honesty, be reduced down to some kind of simplistic definition.
That's an amazing statement, George Hunt.
Yes, it's amazing, all right. It turned my gut, and that's why I'm talking to you today, Alex. It just offended me so much.
We're the cannon fodder that are unfortunately on the earth, and they're talking about billions of dollars they already had in their banking system and talking about our property as if it was already theirs and how they were going to get it.
Yes, sir. And they're eliminating population all the time through AIDS, through mercenary armies, through people like the Black Guard people that were, we just found out that they were tied in with the CIA. They're going murdering Iraqis. It's, the American people have to do something about it and we have to change our leadership. We have to get Cheney up to the bar, to the justice bar, and find out why Halliburton hired these Black Guard people that are killing citizens. It's all over. It's all through our society. We can't stop our government either. They just keep on killing.
Well, we do have State Department Memorandum 200, where in 73, secretly to the CIA, it was U.S. government policy to use IMF and World Bank loans to force third world populations to reduce their population by at least 50%.
Yes, that kind of stuff. That goes on. It goes on all the time, I guess.
Amazing. There are so many other clips here to play of 19. Well, what should we play next, George Hunt?
Number 10. I think number 10 would be good.
Okay, Rothschild elaborates. Well, you know what? We're going to go to break in a moment, come back with the next hour, and we'll play it when we come back after the 70-second break. And George Hunt will be with us for 30 minutes in the next hour. This is too important. We're going to continue playing these clips, and then specifically for George Hunt, specifically and only for him, on the subject of the phony environmental eugenics death plot movement, calls to George Hunt will take 4 or 5 calls, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we are simulcasting the radio show in living color at prisonplanet.tv. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.